Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bottled and Sold: The Story. Behind our obsession with bottled water is a nonfiction environmental analysis by water scientist Peter H. Gleick. The book examines why bottled water became a mass consumer product in the United States and globally, even though much of it offers little that tap water cannot already provide. Gleick combines science, public policy, history, and industry criticism to show how marketing, convenience, distrust of public infrastructure, and the privatization of a basic necessity have reshaped public attitudes toward drinking water. Rather than treating bottled water as a harmless lifestyle choice, the book frames it as a case study in consumer culture and water politics. It also asks readers to consider the environmental cost of plastic waste, the misleading nature of labels and branding, and the broader question of whether water should be treated as a commodity or a human right. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how bottled water became a symbol of marketing rather than necessity. A central argument in the book is that bottled water succeeded not because it was always better, but because it was sold as if it were. Gleick shows how companies built demand through images of purity, health, portability, and status, even when many products were drawn from municipal systems or treated tap water. This matters because it reveals a disconnect between the product and its perceived value. Consumers often buy bottled water for reassurance, not because they have compared quality scientifically. Gleick uses this contrast to show how branding can create a market around an ordinary public utility. The book is less interested in condemning individual choices than in explaining how advertising reshaped them. In that sense, bottled water becomes a model of how modern consumer culture converts something common into something desirable and profitable. Secondly, the hidden continuity between bottled water and public tap supplies. Gleick repeatedly challenges the popular assumption that bottled water comes from pristine mountain springs. A major finding highlighted in the book is that a large share of bottled water is sourced from municipal water supplies, then filtered, packaged, and sold back to the public. This fact is important because it undermines the premium image attached to many brands. The book does not claim that all bottled water is identical, but it does show that source, treatment, and branding are often separated in ways that consumers do not see. By explaining the difference between source water and brand identity, Gleick exposes how little most buyers know about what they are paying for. This section of the book also points to a deeper policy concern: if public water systems are good enough to serve as the raw material for bottled water, then the problem is often not water quality itself, but public perception and corporate packaging. Thirdly, environmental damage from single-use plastic and weak recycling claims. Another major theme is the environmental burden created by the bottled water industry. Gleick focuses on the life cycle of disposable plastic bottles, from petroleum-based production to transport, use, and disposal. He argues that the label recyclable should not be confused with actually recycled, because many bottles still end up in landfills, incinerators, or the wider environment. This distinction is crucial to the book's critique. The industry often uses recycling language to soften the appearance of waste without solving the underlying problem of single-use consumption. The book connects this waste stream to broader ecological costs, including energy use, emissions, and litter. Rather than presenting pollution as an accidental side effect, Gleick treats it as built into the business model. Bottled water depends on repeated purchases of containers designed for short use, which makes the environmental cost inseparable from the product itself. Fourthly, water scarcity, drought, and the politics of extracting from stressed regions. The book also places bottled water in the context of water scarcity and uneven resource use. Gleick points out that bottled water is often produced in places where water stress is already a serious public issue, including drought-prone regions. This raises a policy question larger than consumer preference. Should private companies be allowed to extract and profit from local water sources when communities are facing pressure on supplies? The issue is not only about volume, but about priorities and control. Gleick's treatment of drought and regional water politics shows that bottled water is part of a broader struggle over who gets access to water and for what purpose. He uses this discussion to argue for a more sustainable, public interest approach to water management. The message is that bottled water is not merely a package on a shelf. It is also a claim on a shared resource that may already be under strain. Lastly, water as a human right versus water as a private commodity. The most distinctive dimension of the book is its ethical and political framing of water. Gleick argues that water should be understood first as a human necessity and a public good, not simply as a product to be bought and sold. This perspective links the bottled water debate to broader questions about infrastructure, inequality, and governance. If people lose confidence in tap water, the solution should be stronger public systems, better transparency, and sustainable management, not only more private packaging. The book also shows why this issue matters beyond the United States. since water access and rights are central to global development and justice debates. By connecting a familiar consumer habit to human rights and public policy, Gleek gives the book a wider scope than a typical environmental consumer critique. It becomes a study of how societies decide whether essential resources should be treated as shared obligations or market goods. In conclusion, Bottled and Sold is best suited for readers interested in environmental policy, water infrastructure, consumer culture, and the politics of privatization. It is especially useful for policymakers, students of sustainability, journalists, public health readers, and general readers who want a clear explanation of why bottled water became so dominant. The book offers practical value by helping readers interpret marketing claims more critically and by clarifying what bottled water actually is, where it often comes from, and what its environmental footprint looks like. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects an everyday habit to larger systems of public trust, resource management, and corporate influence. Compared with more general environmental books, it stands out for its narrow focus and concrete evidence. Gleek does not merely argue that bottled water is wasteful. He shows how a single product reflects deeper failures in public perception, water policy, and sustainability. That combination of science, policy, and social critique gives the book lasting relevance. If you would like to support Peter H. Gleek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.